What are your plans for this year?
So this year, obviously, we're not back to normal. So there's no going back to the big festival in the park. But we did still want to find some way of celebrating traditional music and Newfoundland culture. So what we're planning is a series of very small events, from indoor ticketed concerts to almost busker-style performances. So just little bits of music for the people to enjoy.
So does that incorporate the pedestrian mall, perhaps, or this parklet idea that the city is espousing this year?
We are talking to the city about that, so they haven't firmed up their plans for entertainment on the pedestrian mall yet, but we have been chatting with them, and we're talking with them about exactly what the best and safest locations for these kinds of tiny outdoor performances. A lot of these we're thinking of more as atmospheric kind of music than as concerts, so we're saving kind of the more concert-style performances for these indoor ticketed venues. So we're working with First Light, and they have, you know, they're a great big church that usually holds 500 people, but now they've got it down to 160 with all of the COVID protocols in place. So we're confident that they're doing things right over there. So we're happy to be partnering with them for some ticketed shows for some of the larger acts. And we're working on a few other locations as well that we'll be announcing in the coming weeks.
And I see Equinor is on board again this year.
Equinor is back with us. Yeah, we're very happy that they've stuck around. And of course, we also have, various levels of government support from the city to the province to Canada. So we're very grateful for that ongoing support.
And you're partnering with another a number of other groups, the Réseau Culturel Francophone and the St. John's African Roots Festival.
Yes. Yeah, so the we certainly rely on a number of community partners to help us keep our programming diverse and representative of all the different cultures in Newfoundland and Labrador. So the Réseau Culturel Francophone is a longtime partner of ours, as well as Dance NL and First Light. Starfest, the St. John's African Roots Festival, they started with us last year as part of our digital folk festival, and we're working with them again this year. So pretty excited about that.
So when and where will this be taking place?
So we are launching the weekend of July 9th to 11th, which is when the festival would have been held if it was going ahead as usual. And that'll be those ticketed concerts at First Light. And so we'll be announcing the lineup for those concerts in the coming weeks. And then we'll be rolling out basically as many smaller shows over the summer season as we can.
Erin Whitney, thank you.
Thanks. And you can keep up to date with us through our website, nofolk.com, or all the usual social media channels.